Now, getting into two artists where I believe this is the first time I've ever talked about these specific artists, which after double checking, it is. So when it comes to that, I do cover a lot of different artists with the name Grupo in front of them, which is very interesting because, of course, earlier, I remember I was talking about a certain Latin musician and their name in front of their like stage name was Omar. And a lot of different Latin musicians have Omar. And I looked up the cultural significance of that. And then, of course, I would think it's the same, especially for Grupo, because we have Grupo Marca Registrada. We have Grupo Frontera, of course, that we've covered a bunch of times. And then I think that's it. Yeah, so those are the only two. And then now we have Grupo Quintana. And then, of course, Ray Mix. So when it comes to Grupo, I would assume it stands for group, because one of the things I found doing my journalistic and due diligence, right, was finding out that O-A-X-A-C-A-N is pronounced Oaxacan. If you don't believe me, literally, it's spelled O-A-X-A-C-A-N, and you pronounce it, or supposed to pronounce it, Oaxacan. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that don't make any sense to me.
Shepherd.
So with that being said, ultimately, I have to get back to breaking this down, because when it comes to Ray Mix, when it comes to Grupo Quintana, you have to know that the most successful track currently is the track El Final de Nuestra Historia, which came out in 2022, part of Ray Mix's album, Mi Otra Mitad. I think that's how you say it. Anyways, with that being said, the main thing I want to let y'all know is that these two artists putting out that specific track 3 years ago, it's very interesting how it's bubbling and percolating on the charts currently. As when it comes to the reason for it, you have Ray Mix's 2025 US tour, and then you have Grupo Quintana's upcoming album. Well, no, his album that's already out, as far as Cumbia Boricua, I think that's how you say it. So when I look at it, ultimately, they do have a latest track out as far as the Grupo Quintana group. They have Espero. And then, of course, the latest album in 2025 is titled Otra Vez. So as far as the Cumbia Boricua track, I actually don't know what that's from. Let me see. Cumbia. Maybe they released two albums this year. Boricua. Here we go. It's a song. It's another song. I don't see an album from that. So the latest album as of me looking at DSPs is the album Otra Vez that came out February 25th, and it's 19 tracks in length, an hour and 21 minutes long. Now, of course, that may seem a lot for only 19 tracks as far as the runtime, but you have to keep in mind that they have the traditional cumbia style. So, of course, when it comes to that, Ray Mix is also known for having a huge effect on electro cumbia, which is, of course, cumbia plus electronic type music. And then he's known for pioneering that sound. And then, random fun fact of the day, Ray Mix was a NASA intern. So do of that information what you will. But anyways, when it comes to Ray Mix's breakout hit, that happened in 2015 as far as O Mujer. I think that's how you say it. Actually, let me see. This is the only way I'll be figuring out how to pronounce these words.
Oi Muja.
Oi Mujer. There we go. I probably still butchered it, even having drivers read out. But anyways, with that being said, the main thing with Grupo and Ray Mix is that they've been here for quite some time, and they're still captivating the masses. As if you didn't know what they're currently up to, Ray Mix is currently on a US tour as far as multiple concerts. So if you go to his IG, which is just right, if you type in Ray and the Mix, M-I-X, his IG will pop up, and you'll see all the places that he went to. He was just recently in St. Louis, of course, for Grupo Quintana. They've been promoting their latest album, which is titled Otra Vez. That's out now on all DSPs, the one I was just previously talking about. And with that being said, that is one of the main marketing factors as far as this track bubbling up more on the charts. Because when it comes to a hit, usually, after quite some time and you put out new music, people will go back to that hit to get that nostalgia-like effect of why they was fans of your music in the first place. So now, when it comes to the song history being released in 2022, when it comes to Ray Mix and Gallo Martinez Aguilar, I think that's how you say it, and this track being the El Final de Nuestra Historia track, being inspired by Los Hombres También Lloran, that specific track, the El Final track was inspired by that, and the ultimate theme is heartbreak and infidelity. who doesn't love a good heartbreak song? You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to the emotional storytelling and, of course, the fusion of the cumbia and electronic, kudos to Remix, it ultimately stood the test of time. And now that's probably why it's gaining so much traction, more specifically in the Latin music circles, as it's already doing good from a global standpoint. But of course, we always look specifically at what is captivating the masses the most in Mexico. Because if you don't know, I have a lot of listeners from Mexico. So when it comes to my breakdown of them, I try to let them know what the latest top tracks are. And of course, Grupo and Remix is one of them. So when it comes to that, here it is. So, no, that's the wrong one. Okay, well, in Mexico, they're not really on the charts. But when it comes to ultimately rising in the charts as far as future chart predictions, they definitely are looking to have a splash ultimately on the charts. And I was trying to see if it was definitely on here. It resets every now and then. I don't know if it's towards the end or, let me see, El Final. Oh, it's right here. It's just a long name, so the artist name didn't pop up. Literally, it's just like El Final de Nuestra Historia, and below it's like La R Rolador Banda. I think I've covered them before. I definitely covered them before. Let me see. Yeah, I've covered them before. So La Arrolador, I covered them back on August 2nd of this year. It was Que Fui Lo Que Me Diste. In that specific track, I just got into the background of that, the La Arrolador artist, and what I talk about. So I talked about their track as far as, oh yeah, them being the powerhouse since 1997, and ultimately how the rising on the Mexican airplay, and with the specific track going crazy as far as the El Final de Nuestra Historia track, I wanted to specifically focus on Remix and Grupo Quintana, because of course we've already talked about La Arrolador, and ultimately this is just to showcase the massive impact from artists who are from other genres. So now people in Mexico, who, shout out to y'all for watching and listening to the podcast, ultimately, when they come back time and time again to hear my coverage about the Latin music industry, people who are not aware of the tumbados, corridos, tumbados music, and ultimately what that means as far as the cultural effect globally, that's why people come here to break it down, because I cover the entire music industry and basically showcase who's, pun intended, notoriously affecting the masses. And ultimately, this is no different, as the El Final de Nuestra Historia track from Remix and Quintana is definitely a huge regional hit, and of course a global track, as it peaked at number 7 on Billboard's regional Mexican airplay. And ultimately, when it comes to, well, it peaked at number 7 on Billboard regional Mexican airplay, and has a strong YouTube engagement as far as audience, and now of course is on all DSPs for people to listen to. So when it comes to that, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Remix and Grupo Quintana's latest track, El Final de Nuestra Historia? And if you've been listening to these particular artists, what is your favorite track from Remix and Grupo Quintana?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.